Yeah, we've been doing this whole story, and his mind has been fixated on the image of the girl's bloody leg.
That blood all over it. Blood. Blood, I tell you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did you say?
By a wheels-off comment.
You said that you were all bloody.
Or technical meltdown.
And as Blitzer stepped up, Greenfield placed his...
What's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I don't know. Are we still on?
Greenfield placed...
What is going on?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
This is so funny. I don't know why this tickles me so much. Greenfield placed his hand in the small of Blitzer's back to help him up.
Why is that so funny?
Ah, yes, the emergency break of the week brought to you by DirectAuto.com, I do believe.
I'm going to say that is correct.
Yes.
TexasDirectAuto.com.
TexasDirectAuto.com. Thank you, TexasDirectAuto.com, where we give you three wheels-off moments, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And we start with candidate number one. Stammering is going to be the theme here this morning. And Corby had a problem saying the word salutatorian.
That they'll say that they will rank number one and number two, meaning valedictorian and salutatorian.
Salutatorian.
Salutadictorian.
Is that what I said?
It's salutatorian.
Salutadictorian.
Yeah.
It's salutatorian.
No, it's not. It's salutatorian. It's salutatorian.
Valedictorian, salutatory.
Yeah,
there's no way that's a word.
Yeah.
God, all these years I've been thinking that was salutatorian. And it's salutatorian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Of course, you didn't say saluted. What did I say? Salutadictorian?
Yeah,
salutadictorian. I didn't say that.
Well, I was reading.
You were combining the two.
I was reading valedictorian, and then that one slipped
You're
out.
You're leaving out a ta, Mike.
Right. Yeah.
You could have said. Salutatorian.
Yeah.
You just need to add you a ta.
And then I was adding a dick.
Yeah.
Which.
Salutadictorian.
Uh oh.
Y'all are awesome.
Again, one of those weird baked conversations between those three.
Y'all are awesome.
Y'all are awesome.
That's funny.
All right, just the beginning of that, Jared, just so we can hear that word one more time.
That they'll say that they will rank...
Bubble voice.
Number one and number two, meaning valedictorian and salutadictorian.
Salutadictorian.
And he threw it out there like, maybe he got it right.
Salutadictorian.
All right, there's Corby up for an e-break. And then Mike Saroy, who's been doing some co-hosting this week with Norm, he had a problem with just the word taste. Taste.
Those novelty stores that
Were
sell...
a little messed up?
The little bags. No, I wasn't messed up at all. I definitely ate a couple, and it tastes like nothing.
What?
That was a good one. That was a good
so
one.
So close.
It tastes like nothing. I mean, it's just a crunch.
I like the at the end of it. One more time, Jer.
Those novelty stores that sell...
Were you a little messed up?
The little bags. No, I wasn't messed up at all. I definitely ate a couple, and it tastes like nothing.
What?
That was a good one. That was a good
so
one.
Close.
It tastes like nothing. I mean, it's just a crunch.
What is the at the end? Is that a way of gathering himself?
I guess.
Resetting.
All right, that's a pretty good stammer there for Saroy. He's candidate number two. And candidate number three, Norm, has a hard time with the word advocacy as he talks to John Dornboss. He's the deep snapper with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a motivational speaker. He's a magician. He's all sorts of things. And this is Norm getting tripped up.
But there are so many layers to the life of John Dornboss. He is a corporate motivational speaker, and he will be in town tomorrow at the Sheraton at noon speaking for the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center. Wow, you'd think after 40-some years in the business, I could handle a word
like
that.
It's a tough
one.
Yeah, sometimes I struggle with pistachios, but I got that one out. Right.
Oh. Tough word. Tough word.
Tough word. Yeah.
Boy, does anybody love a dramatic introduction of a guest more than Norm?
No.
He loves winding
so
it up.
So many layers to the man, John
Norm.
Loves
peeling back that onion for you.
And then he got tripped.
Advocacy Center.
That's a good potential slowdown there,
doing good,
too.
Norm. Doing very well.
Advocacy Center.
You got it, pal. Good.
Well, that sounds like hammered Norm there. What's that, Norm?
Advocacy Center.
Okay.
That's all for today, Norm.
Okay.
We'll practice
right,
that word again tomorrow.
We'll quit while we're ahead today.
That's a tough four-syllable one,
though. Good place to start tomorrow.
All right, one more time all the way through there, Jer.
But there are so many layers to the life of John Dornbos. He is a corporate motivational speaker, and he will be in town tomorrow at the Sheraton at noon speaking for the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center. Wow, you'd think after 40-some years in the business, I could handle a word
like
that.
It's a tough one. Sometimes I struggle with pistachios, but I got that one out right. Tough word.
All right, so three stammers. What if we heard them all three back-to-back? What would that sound like, Jer?
Salutatorian.
Advocacy Center.
Your novel fumbler.
Dallas Children's Advocacy Center.
It's okay. I got it. I understand.
Just write it down, Norm.
Yeah, just enjoy your beer and, hang out.
Another one. All right, so those are your three candidates, Corby, Saroy, or Norm. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I am Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, and I vote for Norman Hitzkiss.
Okay. A little musical twist there on the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Guten Tag.
Oh. Hey, Dirk.
Non-Georg. We're speaking with Detlef Schrempf. Our accents are totally different.
Sorry.
Give me Mike Saroy, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
Remember last
Detlef?
Week he was Bernard Langer?
That's right. You never know which German is going to call up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I would like to vote for the love triangle of Kramer the dog, Saroy, and Mesquite Jimmy Hart.
All right. We'll count that as a Saroy vote, I guess. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Musers.
Hey.
I want to vote for the 420 boys.
Oh, that's a Corby vote there.
Man.
All right, thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The guys from the Hardline.
Okay. We got you down.
Come on, don't take a shot at his accent.
Yeah. How was it? I said okay.
He said okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Musers Gordo, what's up?
Hey.
I'd like to put a vote in for Norm Hitchkiss, who also looks like Mr. Ron Jeremy.
Like who?
He said
Ron Jeremy?
He said he gets Dennis Franz more than anything.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, man, what's up with traffic? You going to announce some traffic? That's what's like born. Ha!
Do you want to announce some traffic?
No, do you?
No, not right now. Beck will do that here in a couple of minutes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Junior.
Yeah?
It's me, the squirrel from your backyard.
Hello, squirrel.
Guess what?
What?
I've been hard at work today. When you get home, you're going to think they were filming scenes for All Quiet on the Western Front in your backyard.
Just vote, squirrel.
Just die.
Or and the norm.
Okay.
What?
Well, the squirrel voted. You got to give him that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
They all suck. I omnivote.
I omnivote.
Hi, you're on ticket radio.
Hey, why don't you put me down for a Corby vote?
Okay. We'll just put you down for a Corby vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I vote for Norm in George's brown water pants.
No.
You do have those. Your pants are all full of that.
Do not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
I'd like to vote responsibly for Mr. Norm Hitchkiss. And, hey, me and my friend Rudy still need the password for the next sex party, guys.
Okay. Gordon will email you later today.
Yeah, the password is job.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Norm has won the emergency break of the week once again.
But there are so many layers to the life of John Dornboss. He is a corporate motivational speaker, and he will be in town tomorrow at the Sheraton at noon, speaking for the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center. Wow, you'd think after 40-some years in the business, I could handle a word
like that.
It's a
tough
one.
Yeah, sometimes I struggle with pistachios, but I got that one out right. It's a tough word.
slowed down, drunk Norm.
Dallas Children's Advocacy Center.
Oh, man. How many is that for Norm,
87th
Fernando?
87th win for Norman Silver Alert Hitzkus.
Oh. All right, Norm.